Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. It's great to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. And in this time, it's good to have friends. And I consider you friends. And thank you for spending your time with us. I think it'll be well worth it. Dr. Group, Edward Group from the Global Healing Center, he'll be here in about a half hour. We're going to talk about a variety of things, 5G, selenium, you know, the virus itself at this time, and any other things that we can think. You know, we could go a lot of places with Dr. Group, one of our absolute favorites and a real hero, a real patriot, and a real health advocate will be here. So stay tuned for that. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America. Glad to be here.
We're going to do news. We're going to do news and then to Dr. Group. Kim Jong-un, I just want to get this out there before we go too far. We're hearing reports that he is in ill health. He may be dying. He may be not. I mean, who knows what the truth is. The CIA says they have contingency plans if he does die.
Okay.
My only question is, who is killing him?
Yeah, it's CIA.
Is it the CIA or China? I mean, which one is it? Or both?
One of the two.
or which one?
Or the U.S. Well, you throw him.
It's either the CIA or the China is killing him. They're the only ones.
That's not the only two. That would, maybe the Mossad. Who knows? Throw them in for good luck.
Yeah, you got real good luck. A story out of the Supreme Court. Obviously, there's some big coronavirus things, but I wanted to get these. This case, this is a big story. Kavanaugh. There was a case in 1972. This has been going on, this case, since 1972. Yeah. You talk about the wheels of justice. A 1972 decision said that in the Supreme Court that, well, Louisiana Supreme Court, that, you know, when you go to trial and there's 12 jurors, you don't have to have unanimous consent to convict the person.
Right.
And this has been going on, and somebody was convicted of this when two people did not believe the charges, and the person still went to life imprisonment. Well, they've appealed this, whatever. This finally got up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, the Sixth Amendment.
That's right.
And this is fantastic.
That's great news.
What is your defense right now? Where is your standing? Your standing, we haven't done nothing in this country towards freedom and liberty. We are living off the backs of our founding fathers 250 years ago. What have they used to defend this poor soul's existence in unjustly in the life imprisonment? From the Magna Carta, if you're going to convict somebody, it's got to be unanimous. From the Bible, you got to have people, it's got to be unanimous.
Before you get stoned, it's unanimous.
It's got to be unanimous. Everybody has got to agree. The, anyway, the case, they overturned it, and what was, it was a 6-3 vote, which, what are these three people on the Supreme Court? See, this is what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. This is so clear. This is beyond clear that the Bill of Rights mandates that if you're going to convict somebody, usually it's a jury of 12, you have to have unanimous consent to convict somebody of a criminal, especially a high crime, like a murder or something like that. I mean, it has to be unanimous.
Yeah.
This person's been sitting in jail for God knows how many years. It's finally went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's reversed it, saying the Sixth Amendment guarantees that he has to have a unanimous decision before, so his rights are violated, and he's going to be free.
Yeah, that was the corporate side trying to get, you know, well, you only need two. You have two dissent, and then he's
right,
guilty.
That's
corporate.
That is corporate law.
Right.
If you're having a decision, if there's a corporate trial between people, it doesn't have to be unanimous.
Right.
Three quarters or whatever.
Yeah, that's
nonsense. I can't remember what it is.
They slid that in.
Okay, what's the other interesting part of this? Kavanaugh cites Roe versus Wade in opinion explaining when to, quote, overturn erroneous precedents. So Kavanaugh's like throwing a little flag out there.
A little softball out there for us to hit.
A little erroneous precedents do need to be overturned.
Yes, yeah, don't mean anything.
So Roe versus Wade, he's insinuating maybe an erroneous precedent.
It's got to go.
That is big news.
Big news.
This is fantastic news. One, that the Supreme Court actually upheld the Bill of Rights.
Took the case. A lot of times they don't.
They just ignore the
case. They just ignore it. Well, we're not going to take the case and punt it down the road. But that's great that they took it.
Here's two stories I'm going to put together, and you draw your own conclusion. Coronavirus-related deaths plunge as U.S. records lowest number of fatalities in 2 weeks. So coronavirus-related deaths are going down. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're being more strict on the classification.
I don't think they got a test that tests them, 100%. So it's all made up as far as I go.
All made up, maybe strong. Certainly, inaccuracies are rampant.
Rampant, yes. Okay, I'll buy that.
Now put it with this story. COVID-19 mutations underestimated, Chinese scientists warn, as deadliest strains grip Europe and U.S. So as through one side of the media, they say, well, the deaths are down to their lowest in 2 weeks, basically saying, hey, we need to get back to work. Let's get our economy going. Another story comes out of China saying, oh, no, we found a lot more strains, and they're more deadly.
Right.
The more deadly ones, and they're coming, and they're now in Europe and U.S.
See, I believe that. I believe that once we get everything going back, they're going to release another one down the road at some point in time. That's going to be 10 times worse.
Well, somebody released this first one. If you think, well, that's kind of negative. Well, somebody released the first one.
Yeah.
It's obvious it's man-made.
It was released. Why wouldn't they release another one when things get going back to work?
Zero hedge. COVID-19, quote, immunity passport stoked grave concerns. With the global economy in free fall, as COVID-19 cases surpass 2 million, who knows if that's accurate. I mean, the reality is the death numbers from COVID are probably lower than they're telling us. The actual people who have it is probably much higher than they're telling us. That's probably the reality. Officials in hard-hit countries are suggesting that so-called immunity passports may be a path back to economic stability. Immunity passports. Does this sound like 1984?
Papers?
Yeah, papers.
Papers, please.
Yeah. The way it would work is that those who have already had the disease would be assumed to be immune. That's a big assumption.
That's a big assumption. Why would they do that?
Well, they assume a lot of things in the medical community, if you haven't noticed. Mm-hmm. And will be given permits to conduct their lives like they did before the pandemic. Shortly after emerging from self-isolation, the UK's health secretary announced in early April that the British government was considering an immunity certificate. This is, we saw what Utah was basically the beginnings of this kind of immunity certificate, social credit. You have to earn your credit to be in society. See where this is going? Not cool.
No.
Not cool.
And not lawful.
Not cool at all. Beijing rattles sabers as world battles pandemic. China is becoming increasingly assertive in the region as the crisis eases on the mainland while raging elsewhere in the world, with a crackdown in Hong Kong and saber rattling around Taiwan and South China Sea. I guess people are not protesting in Hong Kong the same anymore.
No.
So now they can squash them.
They can squash them.
And quiet.
They're probably all disappeared anyway. They're in the, that little lull of months where it's been nothing. They got a facial recognition. They went to their house, took them, and they're gone.
South Korea says, that to go with the story about Kim Jong-un, no unusual activity from North amid Kim health claims. So saying nothing's going on. State governors say Facebook contacted them about Reopen America events. Okay. You've probably heard the story by now. Maybe you haven't. Yesterday or the day before, Facebook says that state governors came to them and wanted them to censor all these activities. You remember Dave in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was he, they came yesterday to Pennsylvania Capitol. And we're honking horns and protesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was organized through Facebook to reopen Pennsylvania through Facebook. Facebook is now saying, well, the states want us to censor these. And the states are now today saying, that's not true. Facebook came to us and said, we can censor them for you.
Yeah.
And the politics, so who's lying? Both of them have motivation to lie.
Exactly.
The governors certainly have motivation to lie because they don't want to seem like Hitler, and the Facebook has a... So this is one of those things where they both have pretty
dog
much
in the fight.
They both have pretty much equal equal interest to lie, equal concern to lie. This is big. This is a big story.
Yes.
So you can't reopen Pennsylvania. You can't have a Facebook page now. UK. Now this is... if not the biggest story, this is the one that sent me over the edge this morning. If I was going to go over the edge, and I don't mean in an angry way, I mean in a very concerned way.
Right.
This is from UK. Two men arrested for posting pubs closed, borders open stickers on their bar. Pubs closed, borders open.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah, pretty ironic, right?
Yeah.
The pubs are closed, but the borders open.
Borders
it's
wide
ridiculous.
Open. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
And they get arrested.
Two men in Britain, I'll say Britain, it's UK, whatever.
Yeah.
Were arrested on charges of racially aggravated offenses. That is a racially aggravating offense to say the borders are open. I'm going to read this again. Ladies and gentlemen,
when they use language like that, that means 10 years they're probably going to get.
Pubs closed, borders open. Two men were arrested on charges of racially aggravated offenses after they posted stickers. These stickers. The stickers, another of which said open border virus disorder, were posted on lampposts, bins, bus stops, stop signs, and other things around the area of Sheffield. They are believed to be the work of Hundred Handers Group, described as far right by the BBC. How about logical?
How about patriot?
How about logical group?
Yeah.
The pubs are closed, but the borders are open. Police said two men.
There's something wrong with that picture.
Two men were held on suspicion of racially aggravated public order offenses have now been released while investigations continue. This is absolutely disgusting and comes at a time where our diverse community is busy working together to tackle the virus. Okay, if they're in the community, what's that got to do with the border being open?
I know. Nothing.
It's just a fact.
Yeah.
Sky is blue. Is that racial against Smurfs? So now I'm bigoted towards Smurfs.
Yeah, it might be.
Sky is blue. Clouds are white. So I don't like marshmallows anymore, I guess.
And their logic, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, I'm offending Smurfs. Cancel that thought.
Yeah.
This sort of behavior can damage community cohesion.
You know, there's no cohesion over there.
What cohesion is he talking about?
You've got the migrants over here and the residents over here.
This is the same part of the world where they won't enforce, the rest
of... there's no go zones in there. The cops won't even go into the area.
They won't even enforce the lockdown, or whatever you want to call it, the curfew.
Right.
They won't enforce the curfew because that's maybe racist.
Yeah.
You know why they won't enforce it?
They're scared.
Because the migrants come out and start throwing stuff at them.
Yeah, or worse.
You see, they have a little...
backbone.
A little vitriol in them.
Mm-hmm.
A little piss and vinegar for...
Yeah.
Pardon me, but
that's what we got to get here.
Piss and vinegar?
Yep.
Or backbone?
Both.
Trump to suspend immigration into the United States by executive order amid coronavirus. This is about 3 years too late.
Yeah, 3 years. But we'll take it. I'll take anything.
New York Times says, yeah, that's good. New York Times says Trump's immigration suspension includes visa workers. Good.
Good. Spend them all. Throw them out.
Yeah, we got plenty of people here out of work. What do we need? What do we need people from other countries working?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want you to think about the story in Britain, and I want you to think about this story, too. Put these two together. Harvard law professor gets roasted after pushing ban on homeschooling. Okay, here's the quote he goes on to talk about how homeschooling should be banned. Here's his exact words. Here's the issue. The issue is, do we think that parents should have 24/7 essentially authoritarian control over their children from age 0 to 18? I think that's dangerous. I think it's always dangerous to put powerful people in charge of the powerless and to give the powerful ones total authority. And the claims that homeschooling, quote, violates children's right to a meaningful education and keeps them from contributing positively to a democratic society. Well, Dave in Pennsylvania, he's homeschools, and his children were out protesting yesterday.
I love it. Whoever wrote it, he needs to be run out of town on a rail after he got tarred and feathered.
The article also suggested that homeschoolers are driven, quote, by conservative Christian beliefs.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's what he's saying, which led to a strong rebuke by the top commenter of the comment section.
That's how our country was born. Strong Christian really.
The reason they do not have lots of regulations on them is because homeschoolers have proven over and over again the majority are above in academic, social skills, and life skills of public school children. That's what somebody posted in the...
That's racist.
Yeah, that's...
She's going to go to jail.
No child left behind. We got to be all equal.
Oh, boy.
We got to be all the same.
I heard that. I almost... I got a headache. I'll put it that way.
All right. If I haven't said it lately, I'll say it again. Right now, the word that you, the word that will win the day is conviction.
Mm-hmm.
And in Britain, you're getting arrested for a sign that says, pubs closed, borders open.
You're getting arrested for logic. Perfect logic.
Pubs closed, borders open, you're offending the diversity police, and you're going to jail. Okay? In Harvard is now saying, well, homeschooling is terrible. It's bad mm-hmm. for our society. We can't have parents having access to
full
their children.
Full control over their
children.
We got to teach them all these nasty things in school.
The word you cannot, okay? You know, but you're looking around and you're saying what's going on in the world. You will not have any semblance of the country that you want if you sit on your hands
and do nothing.
You either have to pray and fast,
mm-hmm.
donate money,
mm-hm,
get out there like Dave. Find some other cause, CSPOA.org. If you're going to do, you want to do something, CSPOA.org. You support this broadcast, which is fantastic. So you're mm-hmm. doing something there, and help us get the word out. But, you know, to some degree, I'm preaching to the choir. We do have new listeners. You got to share the broadcast. So now support the broadcast. Now share the broadcast.
Yeah,
share these things. Your future. Okay. I had a talk with Joseph Meyer this morning. The other big story, I was going to wait, but I'm going to say it right now. Did you know that the price of oil on the market, a barrel of oil yesterday on the market bid down to 1 penny?
Yeah. I did.
And if you're listening and you're thinking, what did he just say? Did my radio just cut out? That's impossible.
Yeah.
The price of a barrel of oil on the open market in America was went down to 1 penny.
Yep.
Nobody wants delivery. There is no demand and there is no storage.
There's no storage
capabilities.
Saudi Arabia and Russia haven't got together yet.
This is, I talked to Joseph a little bit. One, there's no demand.
Absolutely
because there's no economy going.
No demand, no storage. They're burning ships to get the insurance money out in the seas.
Mm. So there's Joseph also said that this is why you need the newsletter more than ever. And I tend to agree with him. That's why I'm bringing this up. If you want to call Joseph Meyer and order his newsletter.
I love Joseph.
386-677-8642. 386-677-8642. You can order the newsletter. You get the Power Hour discount. The next 6 months, here's his exact quote. Will Americans' lives over the next 6 months will change socially, economically, politically, and financially?
Oh, I agree with that. Gosh.
That's what he says.
We don't know.
We're seeing deflation. We're seeing deflation. We're seeing a lot of similarities to the Depression right
mm-hmm.
now. And this is where we're at.
And stock up. People got to stock up.
Well, they're going to have to be their own, you know. They're going to have to be their own.
I hear there's they're taking dairy cows to the slaughterhouse because they don't have people to run them.
I don't think they have people. They don't have places for them to go.
Yeah.
They don't have, you know, the markets don't have the supply chain. The supply is there,
mm-hmm.
and there's no supply. So, okay, all right. I was going to continue in news, but you brought up a great point.
It is.
People are they're burying over their crops in the field.
Correct.
It's not that there's no supply. It's that there's no supply chain because of everything with the economy.
Yep.
The supply chain, usually a lot of that goes to the restaurants. Well, that supply chain is gone. So there's no alternate supply chain to bring it to you or to whoever mm-hmm. or to the grocery store or to wherever, a food bank.
Right.
And the farmers, what are they going to do? Are they going to buy a truck? You know, I had this discussion with my cousin. Well, they could give it to a food bank. Well, yeah, I'm sure they could. Who's going to pay for the truck and the gas to haul the stuff from them? They're already losing
money.
They're losing everything.
They're losing everything
with their crops.
Yep.
Now they're going to pay for a truck so they can give it away? No, they're not.
They're not. If you come and get it, that might be a different story.
Right. They should come. These food banks should come and get it. The supply chain is gone. That segment of it.
It's broke way down.
That part of the supply chain. No, that part, the restaurant supply chain, is virtually gone right now. Not gone, but it's virtually gone.
Yeah, I got it.
And so you're seeing, now, if it stays gone, depends on how long, then not only will the supply chain be broken severely, but it may be broken past repair, meaning that, you know, say the flip was switched and, oh, we need everything now. Well, sorry, it's gone.
Sorry, it's gone.
It's gone. Everything's gone. We sold our cows to the slaughterhouse.
That's right.
And we have nothing to, we have nothing to give you, and we have nothing back, and there's no money to plant more crops. We're done.
Done. Must have helped. Yeah. And when the first world goes down, like we're going down now, it affects the whole world, because the whole world is so dependent on the United States and people that buy things. We buy all the trinkets that Africa sells in all those places. If we don't buy the products, they starve over there. And there's going to be a huge famine or whatever it is because they don't have no money. A
couple minutes left before the break. I want you to, this is why these stations, these corporate media stations, they do not deserve your attention. But I'm going to give some to them now. Is that hypocritical? That's kind of. But listen to this story. MSNBC panel, if you look at the panel, like three-quarters of them or two-thirds of them are black, and that's fine, whatever.
Fine.
That's fine if they're black or white or whatever.
Don't matter.
But not to them, though, because listen to what they say.
Slavery.
MSNBC panel, quote, overwhelmingly white reopened protesters are Nazis and racists who want more black and brown people to die. Hey, that's MSNBC.
Hmm.
Yeah, they think that's legitimate.
False.
They're not legitimate.
No, it's ridiculous.
Well, ridiculous is my, you know, half the things come out of my six-year-old's mouth. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. This is not ridiculous. That's what's
deadly.
Divisive.
Devices. Deadly. Could be deadly.
Death of U.S. retail was a long time coming, and coronavirus was just final nail in the coffin. Ex-Fed insider tells boom bust. Ex-Fed insider says basically our whole. This is a reshaping and a killing of. Listen, killing. Of the U.S. dollar's reserve currency going to regional sections of economy throughout the world. This is what you are seeing, and deflation is here.
Yes.
Oil was a penny yesterday.
Penny. It's never been down to a penny that I can.
You're listening to the Power Hour, Dr. Group, on the way. Stay tuned. Let's talk about something really important. Eye Complex CS, the eyes.
The eye is the window to your vision, perhaps your soul.
The Eye Complex formula that you've created.
Awesome.
How is this different than the other 20 or 30 that are out there?
Many of the 20 or 30 have copper in them. Copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's, of cognitive decline.
Somebody thinking about taking this Eye Complex, it's relatively inexpensive. Future cataract problems, macular degeneration problems.
Definitely will reduce the risk, and in 20% of people. So, I mean, that's enough to be valuable. Plus, you need vitamins anyway because you don't know what's in your food.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer, that it actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which they actually won, that they were able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. So what I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
I think that you're really going to like the next hour and a half. I hope you don't have anywhere to go. If you're about to leave, you know, turn around, sit down. We're talking to one of the best health advocate minds, not only health advocate, but just patriots, just good guys. Just out of all the people I've met, you know, being in this show and from Joyce on, I mean, he's right up there towards the tippy top. And, of course, he's the founder of Global Healing Center. He is the man on that wall, one of the men on the wall that we absolutely need. Dr. Edward Group, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's great to be on, Daniel. Thank you so much for spreading the truth out there. There's so much misinformation going on with the mainstream media. But the good news is I think people are actually finally waking up to the reality and the lies that they've been hearing nonstop. I mean, maybe this, you know, corona plandemic is actually doing a lot of good, which I think it is, because it's all of the distractions of daily life that people are in with going to work and this and dealing with all these situations. Now they're just sitting at home. People are sending different types of video. They're getting information from multiple different sources. And, I mean, I've known people that, and we've been out there, you've been out there, I don't even like to call it the alternative media. It's the real media, the true media. It's not alternative, you know.
Independent
media is, you know, creating shockwaves across the nation, and not only across the nation, across the world. Listen, I went to Harvard Business School. And I can honestly say that the majority, I felt like a speck of pepper in a pile of salt there. The majority of the individuals there are completely have an opposite belief system. That's not to say everybody there, and I met some good people, but I've been posting independent media news on the other side. There's always 2-3 sides to every single story. And, you know, there's
I'll bring up MSNBC and CNN because those news and ABC and all of those news stations. Fox is about the least of the fake news out there. At least Fox is not in your face with just bold-faced lie after lie after lie after lie like the other ones are. But I know that we're making a difference because even some of the strictest, hardest thought individuals that I went to school with or that I know are now open to hearing the other side of the story.
Hmm.
And even responding, because I'm on the Harvard alumni stuff, and I've been posting all the stuff on 5G. I've been posting all the other stuff, and these are hardcore CNNers. You know what I mean? And they're actually starting to respond like, wow, that makes sense.
Let me interject. What do you think? You're talking about the coronavirus is making them aware or opening them up. What specifically are they opening up to?
They're opening up to the possibility that this might be a big hoax played on that was planned. If you look at the agenda, look, I was on the Alex Jones show in 2018, and we did a full show on 5G, the coming agenda, Project Lockstep, Project Mockingbird, all of this stuff that was in the plan with the World Health Organization, with Bill Gates' foundations. All of these agendas to create a pandemic, utilize with the 5G technology, this has all been documented pretty much exactly to the T. And we laid the whole plan out in 2018. That's one of the viral videos that's been going around out there talking about exactly what is happening now. But it was back in 2018. And the agenda behind it is to create fear, to create mandatory vaccinations, to create that, you know, world state of control that the individuals have want, the top echelon individuals have wanted for a long period of time.
Let me ask you a couple questions specifically. Obviously, you were... You know, people are seeing how accurate you were, or like, wow, this is what you told us. You are either psychic, or you can read, or you're a lunatic. One of the three, right? One of those three have to be true. So what, do you feel a target on your back after you said all these things? I mean, what position does that put you in? Because it's gotta be a little uncomfortable.
Well, that was the last show that I ever did. When we exposed all of this information in 2018, right after that, we got multiple death threats. And that was actually the last time and the last show that I ever did with InfoWars. And at that point in time, you know, for the safety of our employees, for the safety of my family, I kind of laid low since then. Of course, you know, I've never really considered myself as laying low because I've always been an activist, and somebody needs to expose the truth out there. And why I'm doing it is because it has to do with your health. It has to do with your mental health. It has to do with your physical health. And when I started uncovering the root causes of every single disease out there and start linking it to EMFs, and you link it to fluoride in the water, and you link it to the agricultural, and you link it to the microwave oven fiasco, and you link it to artificial sweeteners and pesticides and insecticides, when you go down that rabbit hole, it leads you to deep and dark places. And, you know, what most people would say are conspiracies are actually truth. And so, you know, my job and what I'm here to do is to educate people on the root cause of disease. Now, sometimes it gets to the point when you start talking about vaccinations, when you start talking about 5G, when you start talking about, you know, EMS, you start talking about things that most people would never think that those could be a contributing factor as to why you have depression, why you have anxiety, why you have weight gain and you can never lose the weight, why you have thyroid issues, why you have digestive issues, why you have anything going on in your body. My job for the last 25 years is to identify all of the things out there that are causing you to become sick, ill and nearly dead, or dead, or they develop into cancer or some sort of degenerative disease. So all of those things combined, it's usually not just one thing. It's usually a combination of multiple things when your body starts breaking down because it becomes too toxic and your self-healing mechanism starts becoming suppressed, and then that's when your symptoms start showing up and that's when your diseases start showing up.
Bill Gates has been on, obviously, record talking about, you know, we can't keep grandma alive because we need more teachers. We need to do vaccinations to control population. Now pushing a vaccination here, the life won't come back to normal without a vaccination. Two different questions here. I know, one, why are vaccinations such a touchy subject? Why is it so, I've had lots of unbelievably intelligent people like yourself come on this show, and off air, they're like, I don't really want to go into vaccinations too much. I don't want to put you in a corner, Dr. Group. What I'm saying is, why is it so touchy? Why is the vaccine subject so, like radioactive?
Well, because you get attacked. I mean, here's why it's so radioactive. Because it's the same radioactivity as Democrat versus Republican. It's the same radioactivity as white versus black, or whatever you want to, you know, the opposite ends of the spectrum. Because when you have 50% of the population that believes one way and you have 50% of the population that believes the other way, then it becomes radioactive. So the vaccine issue is also radioactive because of the fight that the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry is putting on the government, the amount of money that they're spending in lobbying, and the amount of money that they're spending to shut everybody up, and the fact that they're not allowing, they've created a vaccine court that you have to go to determine whether or not your child or yourself has been injured by vaccines. And the deep reason behind it is that it's the easiest way for the pharmaceutical company and the powers to be to control you, to inject into you nanoparticles, which can then be controlled by 5G, by frequency waves, they can target through satellites, through home 5G networks, and they can literally, the Y gig is what I'm talking about. The Y gig is actually a 60 gigahertz, which is a military weapon type frequency. It's a millimeter wave radio frequency that plenty of studies have been done, and I can go into a lot of those studies with you, that it can be used to control your emotions. It can be used to control your motivation. It can be used to initiate disease processes. It can be used to make you go crazy. It can be used for multiple different things. Now, and as well as, even worse, if you have chemicals or heavy metals in your system, that can increase the effects of it tenfold, a hundredfold. If you have mold in your body, if you have fungus in your body, that increases the susceptibility and the detrimental effects of the 5G or the electromagnetic frequencies. Now, it's not only just 5G, which is multi 5G can actually be multiple in mega gigahertz bands. But when you combine that also with the microwave radiation, you combine that with the cell phone bands, you combine it with all the other frequencies, nobody knows what that's doing to alter our frequency and the oxygen absorbing capacity. See, all these frequencies really target oxygen, carbon dioxide, ozone, and the water molecule. All of the essential things that we need and produce to sustain life.
All right. I hope our audience understands. I think they do. If you're talking about dropping a rock, you just dropped a boulder in the middle of our audience's mind right now. I mean, this is huge. This is massive information, and we're going to try to break it down. I want to go back to the beginning of this little section. You said the amount of money that Big Pharma is spending to shut everybody up. Let's start there. What do you mean by that? And give us an example. So CDC or Big Pharma, they're shutting people up. How and why?
Because they know it damages the body. It's very simple. So if you just take the flu vaccine, for example, that's an influenza virus. If you just take 5 minutes and you go type in influenza virus on Google, you will see that every time the influenza virus replicates, it's a different strain. So it is scientifically impossible to develop a flu vaccine, okay? So what they're trying to do is keep our immune systems lowered, be able to induce disease, and experiment with the use the population and the military personnel as an experiment. They know that the vaccines will create many different situations in the body, damaging situations in the body. They know that the vaccines, they don't have to go through millions and billions of dollars of safety studies. There's practically zero safety studies on vaccinations. For example, the flu vaccines for the last couple of years were called hexavalent. They used to just, this is literally how, and I've talked to insiders, how they make a flu vaccine. They sit around the table, the pharmaceutical companies, and they say, well, here's the list of all the influenza strains that we've had in the last 10 or 15 years. Which one used to just take, they would take two, like two influenzas, 2.6.8 or whatever, influenza 5.8.2, and they would just mix those together in conjunction with formaldehyde and mercury and all these other, triclosan and all these other ingredients and DNA and RNA from monkeys and aborted fetuses and everything else in the vaccination. However, now they're doing what's called hexavalent, where they're actually taking up to six influenza-based strains, even going to like bird flu, H1N1, SARS, all these other different things, which basically can lead into what we're dealing with now with the coronavirus. And now they're injecting basically six-in-one vaccines into people. The human immune system, number one, is not fully developed until you're about 17, anywhere between 12 and 17 years old. So that means that any vaccine given to anybody below the age of 16, when the immune system is not even fully developed yet, can cause all kinds of DNA damage. It can cause all kinds of cellular malfunction and cellular damage. The reason why they're doing it is because it's a massive amount of money that they get, and they do not want people to know that they don't need vaccines, and they do not want people to know that the vaccines really, for the most part, don't even work.
You say DNA damage. How does it damage DNA?
Well, first of all, if you look at the natural immunity that someone would go through, you would never in nature, right, inject viruses inside of you. Maybe through a mosquito bite. Okay, but the viruses that they're using in the vaccines are basically airborne. And so you would normally sneeze or, the way your immune system works is you would normally breathe it into your lungs or breathe it into your sinuses, any type of harmful organism. And we're set up so our body is innately able to fight off, and build immunity towards that. But our body is not set up to have something injected into us or injected into our bloodstream. So it causes what's called a rapid immune response, and the body looks at it as a toxin, as a chemical, and it can, with the ingredients that are used in the vaccine, you're basically inserting six different viruses. And not only that, you're inserting different types of DNA, RNA, all kinds of different things from different species. So how does that affect our DNA? When your genes replicate, they're either going to be, because we go through a cycle of replication and destruction, basically. Like our cells have a certain age and then they die. It's called cellular apoptosis. When our cells die, some of the stuff is released or there's already new cells coming up. That's why It's so important to have a very clean and healthy environment so you, the next generation of your cells become stronger, become healthier. When you start inserting other mammalian DNA, when you start inserting chemicals, when you start eating chemicals, when you start exposing your body to too many toxins, then your when your cells replicate to supposedly to a healthier strain through the DNA, because the DNA has been damaged, because different molecules get in there, different chemicals get in there, different viruses, bacteria, mycoplasms get in there, create weird breaks or weird alterations. Then it's almost like genetic engineering in a way. Then your cells become a different type of cell. And that might mean that it's more susceptible to illness. That might mean that it might not live long enough. That might mean that it might not produce effectively what it needs to produce. So let's just, as an example, take diabetes, for example, right? So you have very healthy cells in your islet of Langerhans and your pancreas, and those cells produce insulin. Well, let's say you get all this stuff coming into your cells start becoming toxic, the DNA starts breaking, you start having all these chemicals in there. The next set of cells that replicate are not as strong. They don't produce as much insulin. They're altered. Then the next set of cells, the same thing. And then eventually, after a few cycles, you start running out of insulin, and your cells don't produce insulin anymore. Then you have to get on insulin. So it doesn't matter if it's arthritis, if it's heart disease, if it's diabetes, if it's whatever, headaches or symptoms. And some of the first things that you notice when your cells start to degrade or start to become toxic through the next generation is symptoms. That's why the body gives you symptoms, so you are supposed to listen, but nobody listens to the symptoms, or they run to the doctor and get on a medication. That's not the way the body works. When your cells start to become damaged, your body always yells and screams at you and says, hey, I'm giving you a headache because something you're doing is poisoning me. Something you're doing is causing the cells to become toxic. And when the cells become toxic, I'm going to give you a symptom. And you should address the symptom and say, okay, body, what am I doing wrong? Let me look at my diet. Let me look at what I'm exposed to. Am I breathing too many paint fumes? Am I eating genetically modified foods? Am I drinking fluoridated water? You know, what is going on here that I need to change so the next replication of my cells, I can fix this, and the next replication of cells will be cleaner and more healthy.
Let me interject with kind of a personal story and get your response to this. I think it fits with what you're saying. I had a lot of health problems, especially, you know, in my early 20s, what have you. And I went, you know, from very high-end doctors who told me, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, whatever. I eventually found it was actually a chiropractor who had chronic fatigue syndrome and kind of diagnosed what I was doing and dealing with and working backwards, food allergies and stuff. So I did a food allergy test. And on the test, I can't remember what the scale was, but it, like, say the top of it was like 3,000 on this blood test of food allergy. It wasn't like the prick version. It was the blood version. It was the real food allergy test. And whatever the scale was, I was allergic to eggs all the way to the top of that scale. And the doctor who I was working with, he said, I've never seen anybody that high. I said, well, how does this happen? And he said, well, had to be from the vaccines because you have these ingredients. They're made in eggs or whatever. They're made in different things. So you create an antibody reaction, a rapid immune response is what you said, to eggs. And then all of a sudden your body just mutates. And now when you have eggs, now you have a crazy response that probably originated from the vaccine. Does that make any sense, what you just described?
Yeah, because they culture a lot of the vaccines in like different types of egg substitutes. So that's the thing. A lot of people don't even know, and you're not going to get those tests from your general practitioner. And insurance is not, you can't go into your general practitioner and say, hey, I want a full blown allergy test, and the insurance is going to cover it in most cases. Now there might be some, you know, doctors that are able to justify that through some symptoms. But it's not a standard thing a medical doctor would do when you go in. They're not going to run bowel microbiome tests. They're not going to run hair analysis tests. They're not going to run liver profile tests. They're going to run blood, and you can't tell anything from blood about how the liver is functioning. You know, they're going to leave. They're not going to run chemical tests. They're not going to run a heavy metal test. They're not going to run parasite testing, fungus testing. They're not going to do any of the stuff that contributes to any of the conditions or diseases or degenerative diseases that we're seeing today. So most people don't know that. Most people don't know to go in and, you know, get a full-blown food allergy test. Most people are eating at least 10 different types of foods in their daily or weekly dietary routine, because people usually eat, let's say, 50 different foods. They like what they like, and they pretty much stick to that. You know, everybody has their own little bubble of foods that they like. Most likely, at least about 10% of those foods are causing people allergies, because people don't cycle their foods. Like, you know, a long time ago, you would have a different set of foods for the winter you would eat, a different set of foods for the spring, the fall, the summer, and depending on what was in season, people would eat seasonally. With all of the processed food and all of the packaged food and the canned foods and the ease of the microwaves and all of the chemical preservatives that they have in food now, that's kind of gone out of the window. And so I think it's very important to go through those type of tests to see, because some things you might not even know and you might not even feel it. A lot of times when you have food allergies, you can't really feel it when you eat it. You know, gluten, dairy, egg allergies, meat. People are eating meat with all kinds of chemicals in it, and the acidity level and the vibrations, and people are eating lots of dead food. And what does all that food do? It starts hurting the bowel first, the gut first.
There's the music. Stay right there. Much more on the other side. Our phone number, if you want to call in, ask a question. Remember, I know most of you listen not live, but so we're at 11 a.m. Central to 1 p.m. Central time. If it is not that time, we are not live. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Go ahead and call questions for Dr. Group on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.